Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members. I am Jamie Schmidt, and I am just basically here to talk about my son, Steven, who also has intractable epilepsy. He has had daily seizures since he was a baby. That can look anything from under a minute to 15 minutes at a time, and that's multiple times a day. So as you can imagine, that interferes with his life greatly. Because of the seizures, he also is severely developmentally delayed. That's why time is of the essence on this bill. If we could have started a treatment that was effective for him at age two, it could have been a totally different outcome for him. And we have tried many, many things. He's currently on three different anti-seizure medications. He's on two rescue medications that we have to take with us wherever we go. Because if we don't, he will end up in the hospital or worse than that. He stopped breathing when he's had seizures, and it's a critical situation. We've tried the ketogenic diet, which is a diet that is used to treat epilepsy. We've had him evaluated for several surgeries, which he has not been a candidate for because he has so many focal spots on his brain that there would be too many for them to remove. So I just want to stress the importance of the fear that we live in as parents. The mortality rate for epilepsy is 2 to 3 times that of the general population. And for kids like ours that have seizures all the time, it's much higher. So anything that we can do to make progress on treating this disease, it's so very important. So I'm gonna say more. I don't know if I can.
Feel free to just take your time.
Thank you. Moving to Colorado, like Matt said, is not an option for everyone. Eric's job kind of precludes us from moving to Colorado. But there are lots of other reasons families need to stay. And like I said, many kids that have epilepsy also have developmental delays, and you spend your life working to really build a village to treat that child. We have therapists that we've grown to trust and love. So it would be hard to move and find a whole new set of doctors, therapists, and all of those things too. So there's lots of factors involved. And I just hope that the committee will consider all those things when they're making their decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Matt?
I'd like to make sure that Senator Schmidt knows his wife isn't under oath. So if you have any questions, just know that.
Oh, my. Thank you very much.